Except in the toilet.
Say when.
You're all set. Go ahead.
Good evening, saints.
Good evening.
Thank you for coming. It's wonderful to see everyone here. Please join me in opening with in prayer to ask the Lord's blessings upon this evening's study, that the saints would be edified and the Lord would receive all the honor and glory. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for this time of fellowship in your word, Father. We praise you and thank you. We ask your blessings upon it, that you would continue to bless all the saints, Father, that we would all have continued to learn a better understanding of your instructions, your wisdom, and your knowledge, Father, and your word. Father, we pray for all the families in the chapel that are here and that are not here. That Father, we do also pray that for anyone that is sick or not feeling well or going through different things, that you would be with them, Father, and give them strength and wisdom and help, Father. Father, we pray for safe travels after the study. We pray for the summer camp. It might not be the right name, but you know what I mean, Father. You know my heart. So that you would bless the families, that you would open up many hearts of the families, of many, many families in the area, Father, that they would come and that they would, the Holy Spirit would reach them, and that they would come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, and that we may be able to add to your family of Christians that would know you and first seek your kingdom and your righteousness, Father, for your honor and glory. We ask that you would put your blessings upon that week. Father, we thank you and we praise you, and we ask and pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So we left off last week, and we're going to finish up on it. Last week we were finishing up and left off on instructions. And there's going to be a couple more verses that I'd like to hand out in Proverbs for instructions. And then we will be moving on to understanding. And I also have several verses to give out to the saints for understanding. Let's see, what else do I have? A few verses for instructions, and some of this might be verses that we've already covered because we are in Proverbs, but the application is what we are looking for, the application in the Lord's Word. And at this particular time we're in instructions, so I'd like us to read in Proverbs chapter 1, and I know we went through this, but it does talk about it, so I'd like to do it. In fact, I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to hand out some. So if you would all take a moment to turn in Proverbs 1, please, and verses 2 and 3. To know wisdom and instructions, to perceive the words of understanding. Oh, okay, we're going... I made a mistake, beg your pardon. I'm supposed to be finishing up in instructions. Okay.
That's quite all right.
All right, let's see here. If I can read my notes, I'd be all set. Instructions, understanding. Oh, well. That's okay. Instructions. Pause for a minute, would you, brother? I was on the right one.
Okay.
Sorry about
that. Right.
I should have read on. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Verse 3 in Proverbs 1. To receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. So, I'm going to read it again because I paused. So, starting at 2. To know wisdom and instructions, to perceive the word of understanding. To receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. So, saints, could you help me out with that? Anyone have anything, any input of their understanding or how it relates to them in the Word?
Well, wisdom gives us living skills, right?
Yes.
Instructions on how we should be living our lives.
Yes.
According to God's word.
Yes.
Right? It's a good start.
Great start.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Right on cue.
I'll read what I have here in the bottom. It says, verses 2 through 6 explain the purpose of the book of Proverbs. The verbs to know, to perceive, and to receive refer to the ways we acquire wisdom. Wisdom refers to skill. Instruction could also be translated discipline. It refers to the process of receiving knowledge and applying it to daily life. A person develops discipline in life by applying words of insight. The word for wisdom in this verse is different from the word used in verse 1. This word denotes applied skill, such as that of an artisan or a musician. That is, wisdom affects living much the way the skills of artists affect the practice of their craft. The words justice, judgment, and equity give wisdom, discipline, and words of insight a moral context. Biblical wisdom involves all of life. It involves a change of behavior and a commitment to justice.
That's true.
Oh, thank you, brother. That's great.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. That's great input. I also have something. Instructions is the authoritative teaching, correction, and training in righteousness divided from the all-wise God. And we've had that before. It is designed to mature believers and guide them in holy living. So that's also reflects on chapter 1, 2, and 3. Anyone else, brothers and sisters? That feedback was great, Rich. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Anyone else coming?
Hmm? No.
Okay. I can cheer on you. It's a little dangerous for me to get close to them. She likes to go around.
There you go. Do you want to come closer?
Come a little bit closer. There you go.
And we're all settled in?
All over again, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Proverbs was written by Solomon, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
And when God asked him what he wanted, he said he wanted wisdom. I think we covered it.
That's okay. That's okay.
So he's giving all of these instructions, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, instruction, to be followed in any order that you think you can follow. You can put these words any which way you want. I mean, if you have instructions, you'll gain knowledge. Mm-hmm. If you have knowledge, you'll gain wisdom. Mm-hmm. If you have something else, you'll have understanding. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that I'm seeing this.
That's great, Joyce. And save that, because towards the end, it likely won't be this evening, but certainly the close of this part of the lesson in Proverbs for me, I have given out those four questions that I will review at the end of tonight for 2 minutes, just to read through them again for everybody to get a reminder of it, to perhaps meditate and read up on them this week. So next week, in closing this lesson out, a segment of this lesson. So what you had just said is perfectly lined up with the questions that I gave out a couple weeks ago. So that's right on cue. Thank you. Good point. The next verse I'd like to... Now, does anyone remember, because I can't find where I marked it off, who the last saint was that had the last verse given out last week?
I'm sorry.
Looking, I can't find my note where it said what saint I left off,
goodness.
And who the last one that was given a verse that read last Wednesday. Any idea? I thought you were keeping track of it.
Just pick somebody and start from there.
Ray, you told me you were keeping track of it. Huh? I have to blame somebody that's got to.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm just kidding. It's my responsibility, but I didn't know. I'm just trying to make light of it. Okay.
All
right, well.
That was, Al had that last verse.
Oh, Al had the last verse?
So we actually did all the verses.
We did all the verses.
Okay, well, bravo. Okay, so. I will give out a verse in Proverbs 1, and we'll start with Elena.
Okay.
Chapter 1 in Proverbs, verse 7 and 8, please.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Son, hear the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother.
Thank you. Okay, so Elena just read chapter 1, 7, and 8. So it tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. And then goes on to say in 8, my son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So what do we get out of that? Anyone have any thoughts, input?
Well, Joyce was just saying how with these words that we talked about in the previous verses, how certain times you're going to go in different orders of maybe it's instruction, wisdom, justice, all those different things. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in different orders.
Mm-hmm.
But here you see there's one thing that has to be in this order, and it's the Lord. That comes first.
Right.
So you're not going to get any of these things if you put the Lord second.
Right.
You
know?
Right.
So this is, all of these attributes are going to come out, but you have to start right here.
Exactly. That's great. And at that point, Pete, if I may add to that, mm-hmm. That's an excellent analogy. And this complements what you're saying in the Lord's Word. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, just like you said, you have to have the Lord, you have to have God first, and you have to. So that's good. All right.
To go along with that, it says in verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of your father. So that could be two ways. The earthly father is the head of the house,
mm-hmm.
but the church is the head of the earthly father.
Yes.
And don't forsake the law of your mother, so you better be obedient to her.
That's right. As well, otherwise you have to deal with two fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Father in heaven and then your biological father.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just going along with what Pete was saying and what they were saying, it just has here, it says, all wisdom depends on knowledge of God and submission to his will. To know something but not to know God overturns the value of having knowledge in the first place. Fools have rejected the fear of the Lord. And it just made me think of Psalm 14:1, where it says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Good, good, Brother Rich, thank you. I would like to give Pete, I'd like to give you a verse in Proverbs chapter 2. Chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Please.
Proverbs 2, my son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry Christ after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding.
Thank you. So, continues to mention wisdom and understanding and goes along with what we've been saying. Does anyone have anything more to add to that? I mean, them are three good verses there that are on that subject matter of understanding.
I think it just emphasized the action as well in all these words. It says receive, apply, cry, hide. It's just all of these responses to it is taking action with it.
Uh-huh. Yes, good, Pete. Okay, we're going to have... anyone that has anything else to comment on that, then we're going to go to one more, and then we're going to close out in instructions and move on to understanding. Chapter 8, Proverbs 8, verses 10. Verse 10, please. Miss Phyllis?
Proverbs 8:10.
Yes,
receive
please.
Receive my instruction and not silver and knowledge rather than choice gold.
Thank you.
Those two things are better than
silvering.
Yes. Just showing us that to receive instructions, the Lord's instructions, is finer choice than gold or silver or any kind of anything. And that's why we are to continue to meditate on his word. And if you're in Proverbs, there's lots of wisdom and then lots of instructions and lots of knowledge. And if we read it, meditate on it, and continue to think on it, we end up having understanding. And the Holy Spirit guides us and gives us understanding to his wisdom, to his instructions, to his knowledge.
And that's how I believe it to be connected. And it doesn't have to be Proverbs. You can be in any other book in the Bible. But Proverbs we're on now, there's much wisdom and much instructions for us on our daily living, things that we're to do and things that we should be staying away from. Mm-hmm. The Lord has given us these instructions and this wisdom and the knowledge for us to gain understanding to His Word, to His words. And He's made it simple, especially in Proverbs, in my opinion, in layman terms, in simple words. And this is what we should be doing in our daily living. We should be really studying it and looking at it, reading it and living it, applying His scripture, His direction, His wisdom, His instructions, His knowledge, and for us to gain understanding so that we would be able to properly apply His words and His wisdom and His direction and all the many blessings that He promises us when we follow Him, when we, back to Matthew, first seeking His kingdom and all His righteousness. These are His instructions, and they're in other books. He's talking to us, He tells us, you know, this is what we're to do, and He knows our hearts, and we're to open our hearts, and we're to always meditate. Meditate, I mean, in other words, thinking. When we wake up, we think of the Lord. Before we go to sleep, throughout the day, many of us have many things that happen, not terrible necessarily things, but, you know, somebody pulls in front of you. How you doing? You know, praise the Lord. You know, not like the olden days. You want to get out of the car and go, you know, punch the guy. But our hearts are supposed to be meek,
right?
And they are. Our hearts are meek when we have the Lord in it. When we are all constantly in His Word before we leave the house, when we get to the office, just a little verse here and there. It's like feeding our soul, if you will, you know, metaphorically speaking, snacking, you know, getting the Lord's Word. Continue to have an appetite. As I was taught once from another saint, that have a starvation kind of hunger for Scripture, for the Word. And He continues to bless us. He just continues to bless us. And certainly the enemy is always trying to throw a curveball. But as we have the Lord's Word and His Scripture and His love in our hearts, and we display that to all other people that we come in contact with, it's easier because we're not doing it. But because our faith is and our heart is full of love for the Scripture, the Lord softens us and He allows us to do this, and He blesses us through the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're to do.
I see this as receive instruction, and not silver and gold. Silver and gold is riches. It takes your focus off of God's instructions.
Yes. Excellent, Marty. Yeah, that's great. Very good. Thank you.
I'll also add to that, too, right? The riches, like silver, gold, jewels, those things, they don't just show up. It's not like you're walking, especially back in this day, it's not like you're walking and go, hey, a pile of silver, a pile of gold, a pile of jewels, right? You need to do something to get those things. You're either doing the labor of smelting and purifying gold so that it becomes choice gold, or the digging and cutting gems, or you're paying somebody to do it, or you're trading something to get it.
Yeah,
so the point, right, it is something that people go for, they strive for, they seek it. But here, going to your point, how you brought out, seek ye first the kingdom of God, take instruction and not silver. knowledge rather than gold. It's not just sitting there. You go for it. You take it. You see it as valuable. You work and grab it. Jesus, in John 6, he says, work, don't work hard for the meat that perishes. Work hard, he says this, for the meat that perishes not and endures unto eternal life.
Right. Amen.
Going for that which has eternal value, you go for it. Too often, we think and we approach, and we do this to our own detriment. We approach the things of God as saying, since we have the Holy Spirit, it'll just percolate inside. Right? But no. Jesus himself says, work for it. Go for it. When we sit under the preached word, it's very easy to split up your speakers as the ones who teach me something and the ones who teach me not. But we have a responsibility to go, all right, this guy's not that good of a speaker, but can I get something?
You can.
What's the jewel? Marty likes to say the golden nuggets.
Yeah.
Those golden nuggets aren't just littered. You gotta go for it. You gotta grab it. What is this person saying? Oh, they're misinterpreting this passage. But look what the passage says.
Right.
This is good stuff.
That's
you
good,
go
brother.
For it.
That's good. That's good. And two analogies there that I came to my heart and mind. So if you work for gold and silver, if you take that gold and silver and you give it back to the Lord and do things that honor and glorify him, that is okay. As long as the gold and silver is not anywhere important as his word, his love, his perfect will, everything about him. So if we use anything that we work hard for, because it's okay to be driven and to work hard to make money, because you have to pay for things, and the Lord, I believe, blesses us when we give with our hearts, and it's his anyways.
Right.
He gives us whatever we have, what we work for, but he allows us the opportunities, many opportunities, and the ones that we follow through on, we become somewhat successful, and the end of it to make it successful is what we do with it, besides taking care of the responsibilities that we have for fixed bills that are what they're supposed to be to pay and to be, but to our families and people that we help for the Lord because it's his. So that's one analogy. The other analogy that you're speaking of, Brother Ray, and the golden nuggets, like Marty says, the golden nuggets in the scripture, like you said, the word says, the instructions, the understanding, the knowledge, you know, the wisdom, to hear it, to be able to know that this is important, and these are instructions. This, you know, stay away from these bad things. You know, have your heart on the Lord. You know, don't want worldly things over the Lord's word, the Lord's wisdom, his instructions, his knowledge, his understanding. All for the Lord is first, like in Matthew. First, seek his kingdom and all his righteousness, all his scripture, all his word, all his wisdom, all his instructions. As we apply that in our life, and if our hearts continually always put him first, then that's the golden nuggets. The golden nuggets are in his word. Many, many, many golden nuggets, many instructions, many blessings. So that's the other analogy that I get out of your example, Ray. So very good. And thank you for sharing that.
One of the things, if you stop and think about and read scripture, when you get into the book of Revelation, you'll see different sceneries where the streets are gold. But what's more important, being with the Lord and worshiping the Lord or the streets of gold? And then I think throughout, he'll talk about jewels. He'll talk about different things. But when it really comes down to it, the presence of God is the ultimate. And that's where you'll see them take their crowns and throw it at his feet. Because the golden streets, I don't know anybody that goes out and grabs a piece of tar and says, oh, this is great. And that's how the streets of gold are going to be when it comes compared to the Almighty God himself.
Amen.
That's right. It's Thank asphalt.
You. Thank you very much.
We're walking on it like, yeah, it's asphalt.
That's cool.
You know, but, that's great.
Thank you, brother.
But I'm with the Lord.
Yeah,
right. That's the ultimate.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful input. Let's see now. We are going to move on to understanding. We just finished instructions, and we're going to move on to understanding. Now, if I can follow my notes, then I'll be, we'll be somewhat okay. All right. Understanding. I'm going to fold it so I don't get mixed up here. All right. So I'm going to give out some verses on understanding, and let's see. So here's a definition on understanding before I give out a couple verses. Understanding is the spiritual and moral capacity to discern God's truth, comprehend the meaning of his will, and apply the knowledge to make righteous decisions. It is different from intellectual knowledge. It is a gift from God that requires a heart aligned with him, our Lord.
Can you repeat that again? The whole beginning part, all I could hear was M&M's.
Are you kidding me?
Give me the M&M's.
Hey, Mickey, hold off on the M&M's.
I recorded it too. Okay. I got it here.
Praise the Lord. Okay, here we go.
For the recording, I wonder who was rustling through the M&M's.
Okay, understanding. Definition. Is the spiritual and moral capacity to discern God's truth, comprehend the meaning of his will, and apply the knowledge to make righteous decisions. It is different from intellectual knowledge. It is a gift from God that requires a heart aligned with him. Him meaning our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Did you get that, brother?
Yes, I did.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, we're going to give out a couple of verses here. I have one more thing to add before I give a couple of verses. And it is still, obviously, an understanding. Okay, so God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and the Jewish people did not fully understand the depth of the commandments. They were missing the moral implications. So, I wanted to add that, because that was connected to that, to the understanding. Okay.
I got a question.
Oh, good.
What is a gift from God?
What is a gift from God?
From God, yep.
Sleep.
It is. It's a gift from God. You know,
but it's something. Is a gift, this is what I get out of it. It's a knowledge that God gives you to do something. And if you don't know how to do it, he gives you the will in your heart to learn about it. Like me fixing the plumbing. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that we couldn't get cold water in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. That bothered me for years. So I learned how to do plumbing. I fixed it. That's a gift from God.
It is. I agree.
I thank God for that every single day.
Amen, brother. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And he gives us many gifts, you know.
Yep.
Gives gifts of people that are gifted with discipleship, people that are gifted with...
Me recording, doing a sound system.
With love in their hearts for people. There's so many gifts of the Lord.
And I do it for the Lord.
Amen.
That's the most important thing you have to do.
Absolutely.
If you're not doing it for the Lord, then it's useless.
Great point. Thank you for sharing that, brother.
Good, Jesse.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see.
It's Satan.
No, Satan
does it. Satan creeps right in there.
It's my disorganization.
Satan creeps right in there.
Don't say it for that.
We don't want to bring him into this.
He's there. He's watching for weakness.
Man. You don't have to look
chaos.
Too hard when we're around me.
A little bit of chaos, that's all.
Okay.
But everything you're doing is perfect.
Well, it's all for the glory of God,
right.
And it's far from perfect, but he makes it good.
Right.
He makes it good. Okay. May the Holy Spirit lead me. That's the only shot I have. Yeah, I'm going to give out a couple of verses, and we're going to start off with Brother Brian, and I'm going to give three of them out. Brother Brian, Brother Frank, and Brother Marty. And then, because we don't have a lot of time left. Do we? Yeah, we start for prayer time at 7:30?
Yep, 7:30.
Okay.
And you went over a couple times.
What, is he always?
I do appreciate that.
How does it feel to be a conscience?
I like follow-up.
There's a little bat over here if you want to come over and hit my hand or something.
No. Right, said it last week.
Oh.
It's time for prayer.
And Brian did it the week before that.
Who did it before that?
Pete did it.
I saw Donna looking at
that. I don't remember that part back.
I'm not going alone, Pete.
But it's good that everybody's paying attention.
All for the right reason.
Right.
All right, Brian's waiting for that verse.
Who are we?
Boy, I tell you, Brother Rich, if it wasn't for you to remind me, I wouldn't know what my next move was. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. You are just a pal, I'll tell you. Okay. Brother Brian, chapter 6, please. Verse 4. Verse 4. Please.
Proverbs 6, verse 4.
Yes. No, excuse me. Proverbs 7, verse 4.
Proverbs 7, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Now, can anybody give me any feedback on that?
Well, understanding your nearest kin.
I chose a hard one to give me some time to find some other verses. But I gave it to Brother Brian, so it's probably not going to take very long at all.
Wisdom and understanding are related.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those, along with instructions and knowledge, is the divine ability to follow through with what God wants us to do. So all of this is just showing us is that they're related to each other. You can't have understanding without knowing that there's wisdom within it.
Thank
but
you.
It has to be according to God's will, ways, and words.
Thank you.
Three W's.
Thank you very much.
What did you say?
The three W's.
The three W, yeah. W.
Thank you. Frank, Proverbs 8. Verse 1.
That's all?
Yes, please.
Does not wisdom cry out, and understanding lift up her voice?
Okay, thank you. So does not wisdom cry out, and understanding put forth her voice? So a little different, but yet same, okay. Cry out, understanding, and put forth her voice. Anyone have any thoughts on that? I see some smoke coming out of Brother Rich's ears over there.
Again, one of the things for understanding is the divine ability to know what is right and what is wrong. When you see a wrong going, wisdom will cry out to it. And the understanding of what the knowledge of Scripture is all about can correct your moral actions to what they just saw, the cry.
Yes, thank you. That's excellent. Brother Pete, after prayer time, I'm going to ask if you would close out when the time's appropriate, please. Well, we're going to stop here. It's a few minutes before prayer time, which will give us some time to gather our thoughts on special prayers and needs we have to ask the Lord for.
Want me to stop the recording?
Sure.